Exercise 5 through 7. One Sunday afternoon, after boarding a flight from New York to Cincinnati, I overheard the young man seated next to me talking on his cell phone with one of his college roommates. The young man, named Tom, was asking his roommate if he would pick him up from the airport. It appeared that his roommate's response was an emphatic no. The football game on television took precedence over the 90-minute ride to the airport. After Tom ended the conversation, he hung up and seemed to be deep in thought. He was trying to figure out how he was going to get from the airport to the university. After a few minutes, I asked him which university he attended, only to learn it was the same one from which my daughter had graduated. As we got into a conversation, I mentioned that my home was in the same direction as the university and offered to get him to a halfway point, a spot where his roommate might reconsider the daunting task of picking him up. Luckily for Tom, his roommate did in fact reconsider his decision after learning that what had been a 90-minute trek was now only a 45-minute journey and also included a promise of free pizza. Now that the ride dilemma was solved, Tom and I continued talking. During the course of our conversation, I learned that he knew someone who knew a person who knew my daughter. It reminded me of the party game where you try to connect any given movie star in the history of motion pictures to a movie featuring the actor Kevin Bacon. What an amazing coincidence! This is just like Kevin Bacon's 6 degrees of separation, I exclaimed. That's really strange, he replied. Why do you say that? I asked. He replied, My best friend's uncle is Kevin Bacon.